Hi, everyone. I've been gone for a while. Seems like a really long time, but it's probably only been 1 week, maybe two. But I thought I would actually come out this evening and speak with you personally. You could actually hear my voice talking directly to you. I appreciate that you're here visiting my website. I know there are a lot of you, and I know it's worldwide, and I'm very grateful that you're here and that you're showing some interest in what it is that I have to say. I was reflecting today after hearing about the concerns over water conservation in Minnesota. We, too, have these problems. We don't have as many sinkholes as, say, Florida. But water everywhere is becoming an issue, and it's becoming something that more and more people are concerned about conserving. And as I was listening to this little soundbite on the radio about water conservation in Minnesota, I began thinking about the piece that, the prose piece that opens my book, Homefront. And my mind went to this section in this piece where I talk about veins. And I reflect on veins as the veins in the body carrying the blood, the veins in the soil carrying the oil, the veins in the earth bringing us water. And I decided this would be something that I'd really like to share with you. So this is my prose piece in Homefront. It's the opening piece. And it's called Here in 2003. And it's feeling very fresh to me, even 11 years later. The day is spent. Never adequate hours to work hard enough, fast enough, bending over the soiled floor of history. The sponge and bucket of thinking loosed. So little time thinking. After all the efforts of spring, things could fail, things could fall apart, and that red-winged blackbird sitting on the fence over there will have to fly elsewhere. Only the problem becomes the question all over again. And then, how can elsewhere be saved? How can spring singing be rescued? How can simple crocuses push their low determination through threatened soil year after year? In traveling to the pristine, the quiet places, where? Where will the pristine, quiet places be? The day is spent considering the killing, fields, the bottling, the boxing, the housed, the now for sale, pitched. Clever advertisement, designed thinking, designer thoughts, guarded, corralled. And here the unsanitary, here the land serving to feed, here the chemical, here the air, here the water, the soil. The day is spent pulling away from rains of terror, that terror is rain depleted, depleting, settling in. Here, the dust, the finer, never mind. Here, the erosive, what can I do, sitting beneath pallets of class differentials, the definitions of turf control rolled, sod, the green expressionism of monotony. The day is spent thinking of economics, the word livelihood, suited to pumping poisons as vein. Vein, vein, pipeline. Vein, vein, tributary. Vein, vein, infiltrator. Vein, vein, body of blood, into, pumping, into, weapons, pumping, into, blowing, pumping, exploding, pumping. Lead vein, nuke vein, dead vein, irradiated vein, sea of uranium, therapied receptacle, needled in, vein, vein, poison to cure, vein, poison to kill, vein, poison to succeed, vein, ailments eliminated. Pumping, pumping, human, pumping, pumping, vein. The day, the spent day is lived. Through consideration. Hear the various, hear the wars, hear the cultural manifestations, the sounds of good and evil, tailored to axes, tallied in numbers and poles. Corporate designation, media-minded, media-mind, 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 where are you now? Media-mind, media-mind, what do you tell? Who express themselves? Media-mind, media-mind, what do you create? Media-mind, media mind, what conglomerate? The day is spent thinking of thinking alone and the vast political implications of emissions bought and sold in the globally warmed, evaporating range while ranchers and herders accept perfected clones. The day is spent wondering how the inferred voice is God. God calls. God is up for war. God is on many tongues. God is angelic. God is system. God is duty. God is patriotically pinned and printed. Here are sweatshirts of cash opportunity. Here irony. American flag made in China. Here God watches from the breadth of cotton coveted breast, machine wash, warm, tumble dry low, sweatshirts from sweatshops, flags draped, flags flying, flags shipped home. The day is spent watching a nation divide itself over words. Water, oil, water, soil, water, oil, water, air, water, oil, water, soil, water, oil, water, food. The day is spent wondering what any place can be beyond divisive shredding, connection each to each to water, each to species, each to air, each to other. The day is spent drawing conclusions that belief and education do not guarantee introspection or the understanding that continuity is interdependent diversity. The day is spent watching an ant never tire of pulling its survival from so many angles. The day is spent writing it all. In a notebook where the dried ink on frayed and dog-eared pages starts to fade. In a notebook determining. In a notebook the worth of any day. In a notebook the future of if. In a notebook the downward, the spiral, the inhumane. In a notebook the anti-planet. In a notebook grief bending over the inane. In a notebook where the dried ink on frayed and dog-eared pages starts to fade, there is news of ozone and dead zones, of a primate's probable extinction, news of terror and war, of growth hormones, human clones, of laboratories, of salmon, of genetic pollution, the garden muds in Congo. In a notebook, the ravages and leveled ground, the unaccounted for in ground that cannot be accounted for, ground that has been zeroed, negated, zeroed in on. In a notebook, ink on frayed and dog-eared pages, long since dried, here, there, record, arbitrary marks penned, fear and pain made to sound, between, stains, coffee, words, fruit, words, stains dropped and written in, like the garden of so much trouble, there is myth by which to leave. In a notebook, wakeful, journaling, away the metaphors of night. There it was then, and now, here. The perhaps, the observed, the possible.